Want to get back now to the breaking news from Van Nuys Court. The murder charge dismissed against 70-year-old professional tennis referee Lois Goodman. She was accused of killing her husband by beating him with a coffee mug. Joining us now live, L.A. defense attorney and legal analyst Steve Meister. Steve, it seems there just wasn't enough evidence in this case for prosecutors to proceed, which raises the question, do you think they moved too quickly here?
That is the question that would be naturally asked, and perhaps, you know, perhaps that's correct. I applaud the DA's office for dismissing a case when they learned or realized that there wasn't enough to file, because we all count on them to get it right, and they should be expected to get it right. So kudos to the defense for walking away with a win. Kudos to the DA for knowing when it couldn't, knowing when it had nothing else to proceed with. But, you know, you're right. We kind of wonder whether they went off a little half-cocked.
Well, now, I understand the investigation is going to continue, and you just said the defense walking away with a win, but these charges are dismissed without prejudice, which tells me that they could always come back again.
Sure, and there's no statute of limitations on murder, so it could be this investigation will, I'm sure, continue to be worked by the police, and I think the DA's office has to try to figure out whether or not the situation has changed since it filed, what else it's going to need to keep going forward. And just because the charges were dismissed doesn't mean the defense necessarily showed something to the DA that was of such convincing value as to prompt a dismissal. This may have been internally and entirely a DA's decision.
Now, does Lois Goodman have any recourse here? She was put through an awful lot to just have the prosecutors go, oh, never mind.
Well, no, she really doesn't. You can't really say you were falsely arrested. You can't sue prosecutors under normal circumstances. You can't sue them for doing their jobs by bringing charges if they think that charges were at the time merited or warranted. She would have to petition for a declaration of factual innocence, which I'm sure the DA wouldn't go along with, and the court might not grant. And that would be a prerequisite for her suing. So I think she should probably just, you know, lay low, stay in touch with her attorneys, and hope the investigation doesn't advance from here against her.
L.A. Defense Attorney and legal analyst Steve Meister, appreciate you joining us here on KNX.